Jeffrey, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Hey, Jeffrey, how come I got pulled over on Memorial Day?
And you were driving poorly?
No.
No?
No.
Multiple choice here, or do I have to keep
guessing? Well, he told me I had a taillight out, but he was in front of me. So I was intrigued. He said my tabs were expired, but they're just displayed expired.
I
had bought them, and they never came in the mail. And to be honest, I don't know what to do. And I just keep saying it on air until the DMV will eventually, like, from Pine City that listens here, will tell me what to do.
Can give you some guidance?
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I'm an idiot for buying it online like a fool, and I should have just gone in there like I normally do.
You walk out with it in your hand.
No, but whatever.
Like, so did you get a tag? You excited?
But no, of course not.
Talked your way out of it?
I do,
did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. No, I didn't cry.
Because that, you know, the rumor is that if you cry, you get
You think
a,
so?
You that's what I've heard.
Not very good at...
Yeah, you weren't selling that very good. So.
Yeah, I'm not very good at fake crying. Although, I guess if I got a ticket, I'd cry for real.
Then it might change things.
So, I guess if you don't want my kids to eat this month, I guess, yeah, give me that ticket. Yeah, you know, that's a fair, you know, it's a... unfair punishment that affects the poor more than the rich, but whatever, you know, Sheriff, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on this type of punishment. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know, whatever. Just, but I assumed the guy that pulled me over was just like, it was like 5 a.m. He had nothing better to do.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's Chisago County, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. So Pine County wouldn't have pulled me over. And, he, of course, pretended he had no idea who I was. He's like, I listen to NPR Classical.
Oh.
I'm like, no, you don't. Nobody listens to NPR Classical. He was like my age.
Wow.
And I was like, who listens to NPR Classical? Is there an officer in your department that, like, listens? Like, do you guys know what each other listens to?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you get into a different car, maybe, and see the radio station.
Yeah, and you hear what was on there when they left.
Have you ever gotten into a car and they had it on NPR Classical?
I can't say that I have.
Yeah! You lying sack of garbage over there in Chisago County. Don't pull me over, please.
Wow. Now they'll be waiting on the border for you every time you pass through, so.
Well, you know
throw
what?
Throw that out there.
I love them, of course. I drive by that North Branch police officer every single day. He's sitting there in that parking lot and by the baseball field. He never bothers me. Chisago County got their chance and they took it instantly. They were just like, go pulling him over for sure.
Sounds very logical the way you're explaining it.
Yeah, so, I know, right? Yeah. It doesn't seem
I'm
fair.
I'm on their side.
Sheriff, do you have some stuff to talk about besides me?
Is there really anything that's worth talking about?
Not worth it, but we'll do it anyways.
We'll pretend. We'll make it through here. So we did have a busy week. Our calls for service were at 593, which is a big jump from where we were 2 weeks ago when I was here last. So obviously we've hit the summer season and seeing the effects of that. And I guess theme would be that kind of calls that you might expect during the summer. We continue to have an increase in ATV, dirt bike concerns. So a lot of those revolve around juveniles and being one should probably be too young to be driving on their own, according to the reports. And then obviously driving or drawing attention to themselves by their driving conduct. So obviously if that's going on in your neighborhood and you can tell us where they're coming from, that does help. A couple of them were complaints in the same area, but couldn't help narrow down exactly where they're coming from. So, I think eventually we did have contact with some juveniles out there in that area. Not exactly sure if they're connected with the complaints, but probably were. So we did have contact, and the deputies chose to give them a chance with the verbal warnings to write their wrongs and not draw attention to themselves and cause problems for others. So hopefully we'll see that that might work. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Again, if there are those issues in your neighborhood, give us a call. Let us know what's going on. We'll certainly get out there and do some extra patrol and try to make the problems go away. Whether that involves citations or warnings to get some compliance, we'll get out there and help deal with that. We did have, on Sunday, an ATV crash as reported in the Pine City area that involved an ambulance ride afterwards and also, as I've talked about before, speed and impairment do tend to be involved in a lot of our crashes. And in this case, I believe that alcohol was a factor as well. So just want to remind people that drinking and driving anything don't really mix too well. And you know, obviously the ATVs and those things are built to be able to accelerate pretty quickly and get yourself in some trouble if you're not experienced and if you're not sober. So I want to continue to hammer that point home to be careful on those machines, be careful on obviously the intoxicant of choice and getting out on anything that has a motor and wheels is not a good situation to be in. So hopefully we'll make good decisions moving forward in general and not have those issues. We did have also Monday night a river rescue out on the Kettle River and St. Croix area. It wasn't a terrible one because nobody was injured. It was just a stranded boat because the water levels are down. Call came in at about 11:30 at night, so probably not the time that it all started, but by the time somebody could get to a phone and report it, but still pretty late in the evening to be out on a river and trying to get through it safely, because all of our rivers here at, you know, given points of the year might be boatable, but it certainly has gone down quite a bit now. All of the rapids are pretty much not passable by anything with a motor. Canoes and kayaks can, you know, get down decently, but anything that has a motor or is carrying more than a person or two is going to have some problems. So want to advise people to make sure they know where they're going and how they're doing that whole river running safely. In this case, again, turned out good. Sounds like there was a family there. Kids and wife were able to get off the river. The male party stayed with the boat and required a little assistance to ultimately get off the river. So turned out well, other than taking several hours of trying to figure out how to get that accomplished. It end result was people were safe and nobody was hurt, so that's good. We did have a, staying on the accident theme, Sunday we had a report of a one-year-old female getting run over by a golf cart. Turns out during that, her two-year-old brother is the suspect in running her over.
Jeez.
So, yeah. It
like a full-size golf cart?
I believe so, yeah. I think the way it reads is golf cart was off, kids were playing around, the adults were cooking food and turned their back, and as a two-year-old might, figured out how to turn the key and step on the gas. And a lot of those, you don't have to go through a big process other than turning it on and hitting the gas. And accidentally, you know, obviously she was playing close to it too, and accidentally got caught up in that. So I haven't heard the final outcome on that. I do believe she was given a chopper ride. That's all I know. So, obviously, part of the summer stuff is the ATVs, dirt bikes, all that kind of stuff we've talked about already, and those simple things that people don't think of to take a key out of a golf cart or take something and make it so it isn't just that easy to do. And, you know, and when you look at it, you don't expect a two-year-old to be able to figure out how to do that. But obviously they've watched and learned and kind of figured out what you do to make things go. So, you know, a lot of those things you don't see coming, but think about it, take a little extra step to prevent that, to make sure that it can't happen. Is again a key to preventing some of those. So, and we also on Sunday responded out to the St. Croix State Park campground with disturbances out there. So, camping season is upon us. We have a lot of extra people coming and going from our county, and obviously, we see that with the calls for service increase. You see that with the roadways, the traffic increase, and all of that. So people out using our campgrounds are sometimes bringing their problems with them. Obviously, when people are camping, there isn't a whole lot of room for noise to not get the rest of the campground riled up. So deputies got out there, and the subject got calmed down and was going to leave, but then apparently couldn't find his keys, so... they were looking at towing the vehicle and just to get them out of there. So they sounds like took care of themselves after that and after the initial response of calming them down. So, again, be respectful in campgrounds because noise travels and tents don't stop a whole lot of the noise from bothering others. And one more word of caution on summertime fun. Apparently we responded to a campfire where somebody threw something in that exploded and did injure three of the people that were standing around watching to see what happened, apparently. So if you have a campfire, don't throw anything in it. You know, we often have those one-pound propane canisters that people will throw in it to see what happens, or aerosol cans to see what happens, or whatnot.
I'll tell you what happens.
I think, yes.
You don't need to be a scientist to know you shouldn't do that.
So be careful with that. Obviously, we don't need people getting hurt because of those kind of things. And in this case, I don't think they were hurt significantly, but obviously enough to call us and get some help. So be careful with that and monitor the kids that might be more prone to doing those kind of things as well. So I know it sounds like the fun police, but sometimes I have to be. So,
and you know,
enjoy
what? Somebody has to do it.
Enjoy the county, enjoy the outdoor activities. Obviously, we wait a long time this winter to be able to get out and do stuff in there. But have some respect and courtesy to your neighbors, and also make sure that that we're doing things that don't lead to injuries.
Sounds good to me, Sheriff. Anything else for today?
Unless you got more to talk about yourself.
I do not. Well, all right. I do, but we'll save that for next time. Sheriff, thanks for stopping on by. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, all right.